Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
We're welcoming Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, my guide on these matters in Eurasia, especially the war in Ukraine, where Anatole has traveled and witnessed the barrages, the threats, the anxiety of the Ukrainian people. Now we turn to the Ukrainian-Russian contest with a new presidential election behind Vladimir Putin for his fifth term. And Anatole, I begin with Vladimir Putin because he's been making announcements for some days. They looked like electioneering to solidify the popularity that he enjoys according to the polls in Russia. He achieved not quite 90% approval or vote in the election, 90% being a general assumption of what dictators insist upon in order to sustain their authority. Did you see anything different this time? He's been through five elections. Any more confidence, less confidence, any indication of succession struggle, anything like that? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Well, one thing I think that's very striking is that in the past, Putin always rigged to an extent. But he was contented with a reasonable win, you know, 60% or so. I think once it was even only 56%, as long as he won. And, everybody else got much less. And the people running against him got were divided between fractions of that. And that, of course, made the vote look much more convincing. He won. No doubt about his victory. He probably would have won anyway, but he wanted to make absolutely sure. Now, this election is looking much more like the totally fake elections that dictators for life hold.
Saddam Hussein. That's what my first thought. Nothing less than 99%.
Yeah. Now that doesn't mean that. He probably would have won anyway. In wartime, people vote for the leaders. And in any case, he disabled the whole of the opposition. But it's a sign, I think, of the increasing ossification of this regime and its sort of dictatorial tendency that he needed to win on this scale.
And having one on the scale, I'm watching for his announcements afterwards. The expectation is that he must deliver for the Russian people. And even though they knew he was going to win, that question is in abeyance. The economy is now a war economy. Is that a vulnerability for the Kremlin? Or should I remember, as you've taught me, the Russian people have a capacity to suffer that completely confuses the American people. And so can Putin count on the fact that the war economy will be suffered without protest?
For the moment, yes. And, of course, the war economy has worked out very well for large numbers of people. There has been a genuine regeneration of Russian industry. And an important thing is that this has taken place, of course, in previously very depressed areas of Russia, very often, which is also where many of the soldiers come from. So, you know, this also has an effect on the morale of the military as well as the population in general. And you know, the government has been pretty good at economic management. I was struck by the fact that The Economist, which in general is extremely hostile to Russia, last week said that, in fact, the Russian state has managed to master inflation, because there were many predictions that this year there would be a huge surge in inflation, which would undermine the regime. But no, it seems not. So for the moment, I think his position is on that is strong. I mean, in the longer run, of course, who can say? And he did make a point in the elections and after the elections of, you know, promoting all these social programs to boost the birth rate. Whether Russia can pay for all that is a very different question. But at least, you know, it shows that he's anxious to try to tell the population that the state is going to be doing a lot for them. But in the end, I mean, the future of this regime depends really, I mean, on what happens on the battlefield in Ukraine. And as long as it appears to the Russian people that all that the West is proposing is complete Russian defeat, he will continue to, I think, have the support of most Russians. But if it came to be a question of rejecting a compromise peace and backing Putin to total victory in Ukraine at the cost of tens or hundreds of thousands more Russian lives, that could be a very different matter.
I'm glad you mentioned the birth rate, because I saw the advertisement that was identified by The Economist and others as very strange before the election to bring people to vote. And it was two young people, very attractive, in an apartment, we can presume, in Moscow. And the wife was preparing dinner and was noticeably pregnant. And these are very attractive people and very well-spoken actors. And the husband came in and she said, "Did you get the milk? Did you remember Mother's birthday? Did you wipe your shoes?" "Yes, yes, yes." And then she said, "Did you vote?" And his remark was, what's the point? He's going to win. And her eyes went steely with flames coming out. And she then backed him off because he was getting changed into his nightgown. She then backed him off by saying, "You didn't vote? What that means is we're not going to get the subsidy for the baby. What that means is we're not going to get help on the mortgage. What that means is you won't get your promotion at the plant. What that means is I will not be able to be first in line for the gasoline." In other words, a series of transfer payments that were going to be missing. He backed out in fear from the apartment. I mean, this was a ferocious actress. And she threw his pants out after him, so he didn't even bother to put them on. He ran all the way to the ballot box and stuffed his ballot in, saying, "Thank God." Now, Anatole, it's funny, but at the same time, that suggests to me that Putin bought the vote. Is that what happened? And is that something that's ordinary in Russia?
Well, I mean, every government buys the vote with promises, whether or not it can keep them. I don't see anything particularly Russian about that. What does this show? I mean, it shows that they can still make bloody good propaganda. But of course, the question is, can they actually do all these things? And I think the answer is, you know, while the country is at war, no, they can't. And it also shows, you know, Putin is, well, two things. One is, you know, Putin is not only relying on nationalism and a desire not to lose in Ukraine. I mean, he is aware that he also does have to deliver for the population, or at least convince them that he will do so. And the other thing is that, well, I mean, like the rest of us, the government is very worried about the birth rate and declining population. Of course, in that, though, Russia is just the same as the whole of Europe and most of, you know, much of Asia by now. And nobody really knows what to do about it. But certainly the government knows that it has to try to do something about it.
Yes, we had news this morning from Bloomberg that for the first time in memory, I didn't see how long, the global birth rate has declined. It's reached a point where we're not replacing, and that will continue. It's not likely to be reversed. So, and that will, that is true in North America now, even with the surrogate South America coming here to have large families. It was increasingly true in Eurasia, and eventually it'll be true in Africa. That's where the only growth is. So I mentioned, it was a very entertaining ad, by the way. We've never had anything quite so bold and colorful in American elections, but it's early yet. One more detail about the conflict before we turn to NATO. The announcement out of London, and we can believe that it's echoed in Kyiv, is there's a new phase of the war launching crudely built but very effective drones, a fleet of them with a special division supervising out of Kyiv against the Russian refineries for refined products. That would be diesel chiefly, that fuels the government and fuels the country. And over these last days, Bloomberg reporting up to 11-12% of the Russian capacity for refineries have been taken offline. And there are videos everywhere of the burning refineries that cannot easily be defended. Is that a development that is liable to be significant in that Kyiv is now attacking Russian logistics and showing it on video packages that Russians can see?
It is significant, yes. And, you know, this is one reason why things in the war are not going all Russia's way. But of course, as the Ukrainians have already shown to the Russians, it's not really possible to deal a crippling blow in this way, above all to a country the size of Russia. And of course, Russia will now redeploy its air defense systems to defend its refineries. So Ukraine will have to hit other targets. But I think, you know, once again, the point is, as long as the Ukrainian demand is for total Russian withdrawal, including from Crimea, and basically complete defeat, and the West doesn't propose anything different, Russia will fight on. The point is, as the Biden administration has said repeatedly, the point is to strengthen Ukraine's hand at the negotiating table. But at the moment, there is no negotiating table, and the West has not attempted to bring Russia to the negotiating table. Putin, we don't really know by now what Putin wants. Putin has said he's ready for negotiations, but we haven't tested him on that. So I think, you know, these attacks are damaging, but they won't transform the Russian government's or the Russian people's position or win the war. They will help, but just that.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. We've been focusing on Russia and Ukraine. Now we turn to NATO, a much larger and challenging subject for the immediate future. There's worry in the Baltics, there's worry in the Western Balkans, there's certainly worry in Moldova. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.